Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the latest odd thing you can get in the middle aisle is a bed for a dog, which doesn't sound, you know, that unusual, except this bed is really, really big. The intention being that both humans and dogs can cuddle up in it. The Guardian columnist Tim Dowling decided to give it a go. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon. Sorry.
Could you start by describing the Silent Night Cozy Cuddle Snuggle Pod? It sounds delightful.
It's a very hard name to say, isn't it? I've seen them advertised as human kennels, but what they really are is basically a big, big dog bed that's big enough for humans and their pets to get in together.
So it would have to be long and wide to accommodate a human and their pets.
I got in one, and I'm about 6 feet, and I think if you're at a slight angle, you fit in just about.
Okay, and is it comfortable to lie on?
It's quite comfortable before the dogs get in. I mean, it's sort of, it's plush, it's furry, it's got a sort of foam lip around it, and, you know, you bring a couple of pillows in with you. It's, you can imagine sort of sitting, lying down and watching TV in it.
Yeah. Okay. So your dogs, you have two, as I understand. So
I do have two, yeah.
Would they be expecting to sleep with you anyway?
One of them is pretty determined to get into my actual bed every night while I'm fast asleep. So, I mean, I don't approve of that. I know a lot of people don't. I'm one of them, but it happens almost every night.
Okay. And is this, does the dog get under the covers or?
Yeah. The dog dives under the covers head first, leaving her back legs sticking out on the pillow. That's how I wake up.
Oh, lovely. So you tried sleeping, you know, with the dogs, I assume that they were maybe a bit thrown by this because they were probably thinking, well, what about the regular bed?
This is it. It's like, what is this thing, this giant snuggle pod? Is it furniture that I'm not allowed on, or is it a big dog bed that, you know, and if it's a dog bed, what are you doing in it?
Yeah.
So I had to kind of climb aboard myself and then try and lure them. One, the little one, who's kind of old and doesn't care, just kind of vaulted the edge and curled up. But the bigger one was profoundly suspicious of the whole thing. So I had to sort of drag her into it with me.
Yeah. But you know, the way like dogs in, you know, in their own little space are, they probably like it because they're stinky and it's full of things that they've half chewed and God knows what else.
They spend a lot of time getting it that way, so that it's frankly disgusting. You know, my snuggle pod that was delivered to me, I was like, I'm going to use this right out of the box and at no other time. Because once the dogs have spent any time in it, I don't want to sleep with dogs on their terms.
Yes. So if you're kind of washing the thing, then they won't go near it anyhow.
It was a huge disappointment for them if you kind of wash it every day. And I would want to wash it after every use, frankly.
And so on the night you tried it, how much sleep did you get?
I got none. I did not attempt to spend the whole night in it. I had a short snooze. The dogs fell asleep on my arms and ankles, and I couldn't really get to sleep. And I had not thought to point it the right way facing the television when I lay down on it. So I was a bit stuck. I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to wake the dogs, but
yeah.
I couldn't move.
And was this in your bedroom?
No, this was downstairs in the living room.
Right. And was it possible, even after they'd fallen asleep, to kind of creep out and go back up to your own room without waking them?
No, because they, you know, that's, if they see you move, you know, you think a dog is fast asleep, and then you move, and suddenly one eye opens, and they follow you wherever you go.
Who is this thing aimed at?
Well, that's a very good question, because I don't know how badly people want to sleep on the floor with their dogs. A lot of the marketing is aimed at Gen Z, I guess, because and this whole thing is marketed as a kind of cozy night in way to spend time, because I guess Gen Z no longer likes socializing with humans.
Okay, so you're a member of Gen Z, and
not me.
you lie on this manky, disgusting piece of fabric along with your animals and have a great time.
I mean, you are allowed to keep it as clean as you want, I suppose. But I mean, we all know what dog beds look like and smell like.
Yeah,
and they are not tempting.
I'm sure it'll be a huge
if you've
hit.
Ever stepped on one in bare feet. You know what they're like.
Yes, Tim Dowling is a Guardian contributor. Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.